Is there something that you want that is so big? I mean, huge, mega, 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 mega big. If you feel to yourself, I don't know, or I can't see how remotely possible this is for me to get or to accomplish. Think of that something. That's something for you that's just so big. I'll give you a moment. Think about it. Okay, you have it? You have that thing that for you that is just so, so big. I want you to think about this. It was something that my pastor once said, and I personally thought it was a great example for us to think of. What he said was, victory is already ours. Fulfillment will come in the future. And here's why I really, really like that. I was like, yes, yes, amen, amen, amen. And it was the reason why, it's because when we want something or we desire of something, we want to be a bigger than who we are right now. And we feel that it's so amazingly big that it's not possible. It's because we're thinking about how grand that is, that we can't see the possibilities in the future. And if you don't know if it's there, you have something that's really big in your life that you're trying to achieve. If you are feeling a way of uncertainty, or you're feeling you don't have enough knowledge or enough education, enough money, enough time, that's a sign that you want something that's really big. And sometimes those things can also be a sign of you being hesitant for going after what's really big. So in that common sense of thinking about the fulfillment in the future, think about this. That thing that you want, that you desire, that's so, so amazingly big for you, make it smaller. Don't think about the grandness of it. Think about the one next step that you can do to get towards your future. That may be something as small as going online and seeing what classes are available at a school, going online to see what's necessary to get involved in school. Something as small as sitting in the office with your boss to have a conversation about your future. It can be a next step that's as small as looking into where's the next gym or the closest gym or what it is you can do to work out at home. Small things, small steps. Small steps will get you to your fulfillment of the future. Now, is there a possibility that sometimes, no matter how hard you work, that it is possible that even that big thing that you get, you're going to get knocked down, you're going to get rejection, you're going to be people saying no to you, or people saying, girl, you can't do that, or man, you better forget about trying to do that. That is quite possible. But there are people in this world who have achieved what they wanted achieved, and it didn't achieve it right away. So be fine with it. And here's why I also say be fine with it. I say also be fine with it because in the process of taking one step and then one step and then one step, you gain so much more about you. You learn about you. You learn about what you really need and what you really want. You do. And you may even learn about the people that you don't need to have in your life. Sometimes it gets to get that real. So enjoy that part of the process. That is building you up. It is growing you. I am really big on growth. There's a lot in my life that hasn't worked out. But you know what I can say? Through that particular trial or trying to get to where I wanted to go, excuse me for saying to go, I've grown. Right? Where I wanted to go and it still didn't work out, something still happened positive. I grew. So be all right with the pitfalls. They are empowering too. And they can set you up for the next stage of whatever else you may choose to do. Okay? So that really, really big thing, as Pastor said, victory is ours. Fulfillment is in the future. It may seem to you that it's a far away, but just take that first next step that you can take. What's the next step you're going to take? Have a great one.